us now, and he's going to give you the price and answer any questions that you may have about us. Thank you, Sam. Here's John with us now.
Hello, sir. Thank you for holding. Yeah, my name is John, the regional pricing director in the area. How are you, sir?
Good.
All right. It's good to hear. Closer to the weekend, you know, getting the countdown.
Yeah.
And I'm speaking with Sam. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Pleasure to meet you, Sam. All right. So JR is sending over some information to me just to catch me up to speed on everything here. While I'm reading through on all of this, though, did you have any questions regarding on our program or how it works?
Well, I don't know how it works. He said he's going to be like on the first page, but...
Right. Okay. Let me dive into detail for that on there, how this process works for you. So it doesn't matter if a customer knows your business name or not. As long as they're within the area that you would like to service to, specific surroundings, so I see you want to make sure to stay within Staten Island and Queens. So as long as we're within those areas and they're typing in keywords or phrases like roofers nearby, roof install, roof and repair, things like that, you will be popped up as a top recommended company on that first page when those services are being typed in. So it's really incredible how that process works on there. Now, because we're a premier Google Channel partner, they're asking us to go ahead and fulfill one position that became available within our company here. Okay, so we're actually looking out to see companies that have great reputation like yours that we can go ahead and fulfill that spot today. All right. Now, are you currently working with Angie's? Because I do see Angie's listing here. I just wasn't sure if that's current or if that's something you did in the past.
No, I did in the past, and I had to cancel that one because they start getting like they combine the company with the advisor.
Yeah, that home advisor, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and then I just canceled because they used to give us three companies, one estimate, and we get in charge, three of us, and one
regardless,
does the job or none of us does the job.
That's not right. That's not right at all.
Yeah, that's canceled.
Oh, that doesn't sound good. Okay, yeah, I would cancel my second in a second if that was me too. All right, well, that's one thing Yeah, you don't have to worry about that whatsoever here at Local Splash. It's actually per Google guidelines. We can only work with one company per industry, per area, period. So we take it very seriously here. We're not spreading our leads out to other competitors that you have to worry about going head-to-head with, okay? Now, unlike Angie's or Home Advisor, these customers are going to talk to you directly. So there's going to be no middleman whatsoever, no third party. You supply whatever phone number you'd like to be contacted on or text or emailed, or even all three. We make that happen for you as well, okay?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And far as your traffic, we're going to not just stop by getting you up on Google. It's actually going to get you up to 60 different directories too. So your brand exposure is really going to be strong. If I was to name a few off the top of my head here, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Chambers of Commerce, Yellow Pages, White Pages, I mean, you name it, we're going to make sure you own all 60 of those directories to make sure that your brand exposure is strong as well, okay? Now, far as the web, I do see you have a website going on here. Did you build this yourself?
Yes.
Beautiful. Nice job. How is your return on this so far? Is this everything that you like? Would you like to have a little bit differences on there or anything like that? Talk to me about that.
I'd like to have the same one, except I got to change. If you see there is a number there, 408.
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you call that number, it goes nowhere.
Ah.
I don't know what happened. Yeah.
That's an issue. Yeah, you definitely Okay. So just letting you know, we are a one-stop shop. If you need help to manage this website, we are more than happy to go ahead and do that for you. There's no additional cost for this whatsoever, okay? We'll have an account management team to help back you up Monday through Friday. We are closed weekends, but Monday through Friday, if you need to run new promotions, change out keywords, add pictures or testimonials if you want, we can go ahead and do that for you as well too, okay? All part of the inclusion on there. Yeah. Are you doing anything else like social media, like Facebook or anything like that?
I mean, I advertise on Facebook too, you know, but it goes to, I don't know, where.
Oh, okay. So we can actually help with Facebook. It's actually really high conversion rates for you. I'm going to say more than Google Ads themselves. So, Sam, this is how it works. If you go on Google right now and you type in roofers nearby, and you see your business, right? They love everything. You see your website, all of it. They just don't need you at that exact moment. If they go on Google later, your business ads will be popping up on their feed with a click to call even. So they can, if they click on those ads, it calls you directly. So it's really incredible how that marketing works on there. Okay. So we're like I said, we make sure that you get a good return on your investment. We are month to month here. There's no contracts. And just with that being said, it's in our best interest that you do well, right? Because if not, we're not going to earn your business for a long time. Does that make sense for you?
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. And so just making sure we go over pricing here, because I think this is, might be a really good fit for you and your company. You know, I mean, being exclusive leads, and you can cherry pick as many as you like. You don't have to – it's not like you're paying per lead or call or anything like that. This is a flat rate month to month. You could take as many calls, take as many jobs as you want. And again, these customers are calling you. You're not calling them. Okay? So everything is set to a two-month verbal agreement in the very beginning. Obviously, it takes time to get you up on that first page of Google. Now, we work fast. We just don't work miracles, okay? We'll go over that in a second here. So your pricing is going to be a set flat rate month to month at $199 a month. This program does not come with any setup fees or any extra additional fees on that, okay? $199 a month goes over all of this stuff here. I mean, if you already have your Facebook going, that's perfectly fine. We can help, like, you know, put the links up and things like that for you. But far as, you know, everything else we spoke about, getting up on that first page, getting your 60 different directories, you even get a tracking system to see where the customers are calling from live. As far as the pricing and everything that this includes for you, though, Sam, is this something you can comfortably budget?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here with you. Can you hear me?
Oh, no, I thought I lost you.
Oh, okay. I was asking, based off of everything you heard, I mean, it sounds like this is something that you can really benefit from, but as far as the pricing goes at $199 a month, is that something you can comfortably budget?
I mean, I can try for a month or two and see how it works. If it works, I'll continue. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Sure thing. Yeah. Again, we'll go over a voice verification, so we let you know how to do that as well, too. There's no additional hidden fees or anything like that. I make sure of that myself. I'll be the lead on your account. Okay, Sam? So in order to get things up and running, we'll go ahead and go over a few things to make sure your business profile is online that is consistent throughout the web. We don't want to change anything or have any mishaps here. So, Sam, is it short for Samuel?
No, Sam.
S-A-M, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And how do you spell your last name, Sam?
Duca. D-U-K-A.
Duca, perfect. And what is the best email we can send the invoice and also a second form of contact for you?
Yeah, it's samduca@aol.com.
Oh, nice. Okay, I haven't heard aol.com in a while. There you go. All right, sir. And is this the best phone number that we can reach you on, the 9888?
Yeah, that's my business number.
Okay.
That number is into my cell phone, which is with me always.
Okay. This is just for us on this part. We're going to get to the what the, you want the customers to call in a minute here. But what is the cell phone number then?
It's going
to
be the same. The same number is going to be there. Yeah,
okay.
That number is
going
to be on there.
Okay. Got it. My mistake. Okay. And then, Sam, I want to make sure your business name is correct here. I have A, the and sign, S, roofing.
Yes.
Is that right? Okay.
And yes.
The business address I have is 490 Bull Ave in 10305. Is that right?
Yes, that's in Staten Island.
Okay, perfect. Staten Island, gotcha. All right, so the next thing to move things faster for you, we're going to set up a tech call. Now, you don't have to be in front of your computer. They just want to confirm everything and make sure that everything is set to good to go for you, okay? So do you have all we ask for is an hour window. That does not mean it's going to take a full hour. It's just they want to call you within that time frame, okay? Now, tomorrow, do you have time available for that tech call?
Like any idea what time or?
Yeah. So we run off PST time. So I'll make sure it's a good time for you, though. Would you morning be better for you or evening?
Well, I have to be on the computer?
No, you don't have to be in front of your computer. Yeah, no, you don't have to be in front of your computer.
You can call me anytime.
Anytime. All right, sounds good.
No,
so I'll do
the... You asked me to be in the front of the computer. That's why I asked you.
Oh, no, you don't have to be. You don't have to be. Okay. So we'll do this. I'll set it up for... Let's go with... is 4 o'clock work okay for you?
That's perfect.
Okay, so I'm going to send you an email from a Google Calendar to make sure that they see that you are committed for the interview there in the tech call. They're going to hit yes on their end to show you that they're committed as well, too, okay? So give me just a second. I'm going to go ahead and send it to you. And they're going to call from an 877 number. Now, I'm going to try to call in with them just to introduce you guys. But if I can't make that, then I'm going to apologize ahead of time, but I'll make sure I'll try to be there for it, okay?
All right.
Okay. So remember, it's going to be set for 1 o'clock their time. That's going to be actually, let's do this, continue, Eddie. 4 o'clock your time, okay?
Right.
Okay, perfect. I got it. Sent it out just now to you. Let me know you got it.
Let me just check the email. And when you said Staten Island, is going to be the advertisement, Staten Island and Queens, or the...
Yeah, so right now I'm going to go over a few things with you, like bare minimum stuff. I just want to make sure when they talk to you tomorrow, they're not starting from zero, right? I want to make sure they start on things now, today, okay?
All right. So you say you just emailed me, or?
I did, yes, sir.
I'm just waiting. I haven't gotten anything yet.
Nothing yet? Okay.
Yeah. Either the phone goes...
That's okay. We'll wait. I got you. While we're waiting for that, then, the phone number you want your customers to call is the same number, though, right?
Yeah, the 718-979.
Okay. And then, do you want them to text you and email you as well, or do you want them just to only call?
Well, they can text me, email me, whatever.
Okay, great. I'll make sure to put this. And then as far as your hours of operations, are you open Monday through Friday, 24/7? What would you like to be found?
No, 24/7.
Okay, 24/7. You don't sleep, do you?
No, it's like in New York City, they love it when they see 24/7.
That's true. I used to live in, I was born in the Bronx, New York. And we lived in Brooklyn, Queens.
Like Even when it rains, they think you can go there and stop the leak.
Right. I believe it. All right.
Can you just verify what email you sent it to? I'm trying to look on my dad's email, and I don't see it.
Oh, yeah, sure. I got the first and last name, samduca@aol.com.
Okay. So it's weird. I don't know why it's still not here. samduka@aol.com.
Yep, that's right.
That's weird. Can you try to, like, would you be able to send it again?
Yeah. Let me see here. Let's see. There you go. Let's try that.
Okay.
If for any reason, maybe, I mean, just guessing, it could go spam or junk possibly as well, too. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I was looking, but I don't see it anywhere. They keep saying updated now, but it's not there.
Weird. Okay.
Scary. What the hell?
Nothing yet, though, huh?
Nope.
And it would come from Google Ads. It would be from me, JSO at Relevant Ads. Okay. What do you do? Let's see what happened here. SamDuca@AOL.com. Yeah. Are you guys in a bad recession? I mean, your recession sounds great. So.
Yeah, I don't think it's that. I don't know what the hell it would be.
I'm going to actually send another email with just from me, my personal email as well, too. Let me see here. I'm going to say, hi, this is John.
Okay.
I just sent it.
Look, I signed on to your thing. I have it here. Right? Is it JSEO at Relevant
yep.
Ads?
Yep, that's me.
All right, so it's weird because it's not on my dad's like app, but I'm on Safari and I went on his email and it's there.
What the heck? Okay.
I'm kind of confused. I don't know what's going on with his phone. This phone is like annoying the shit out of me, to be honest. Ay, ay, ay. We just got a new phone yesterday. It's been giving us like proposal.
Uh-huh.
It's been giving us problems ever since. He got the new one, the 14, so it doesn't make sense.
Okay, I'm glad you're telling me this because I'm about to buy two of them this weekend. So, if you're having issues, that scares me.
We got my mom got the 14 Pro Max. It works perfectly fine. My dad's regular Pro is like literally complete shit. I don't know what happened.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I'm definitely want to get the Max.
Maybe it's hit or miss.
Yeah.
But. I see yours. It says, hi, this is... Okay, I got your other email.
Okay.
Got that one. That one's good.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me see. Inbox. I'm, like, trying to double-check because, like, now I'm trying to find the other one that had the invitation. I don't know where the fuck it just went. It literally just disappeared. Why is that even a thing? Hold on. So weird. I literally just saw it in here, and now it's gone. Now all I see is, this is John.
What the heck?
Very fucking strange. What the hell?
You want to, here, let me see if I can delete it and then resend it possibly then? You want me to do that?
Yeah, resend the invitation, because now on my dad's phone, I see that email that says, this is John, is there, but the one that had the invitation is not there anymore.
Okay, let me do that right now. Hold on. Bing, bada boom. I got that there.
Okay, I got one that says, it says canceled event. Is that?
Okay, yes. Yeah, don't hit it yet. I'm sending you a brand new one. Hold on.
Okay. Just in case. So I'm going to wait for that one, and then I'm going to favorite it. Maybe that'll work.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, just sent it now.
Okay, hold on. Okay, I see the invitation one. What's weird is because I'm using my phone, and I'm on Safari with, like, AOL.
Uh-huh.
And if it comes up on my side, if I reload my dad's phone, that new email pops up there.
What? That's weird.
Very fucking weird. Hold on. I'm trying to see if this... I'm waiting for the other one. It says checking for mail. This is, like, weird. But I think I have to, like, really reset your entire phone.
Please? Yeah, I was going to say reset after we do all this, too, because that could be one thing. But also, if you still have an issue with it, I highly recommend taking it as soon as possible to the store you guys got it at. And tell them right away if you guys just got it, so that way they can get you a new one if that's the case. Especially if customers are really calling
100%.
In or emailing this. Yeah, you don't want to miss
exactly.
out on that.
Mm-hmm. He needs this, like, phone, so it's like...
yeah.
All right, so I see the invitation one is there.
Okay, yep. Pop that open and hit yes for me.
Okay, pop it open. Hold on, it's loading. Yeah. Is that a Google website or is that a different website? It says there was an error when I tried to hit yes. What the hell?
Okay, let me see. Oh, actually, it still came in, actually. You're good. You're good to go.
Okay.
All right, that's good on their part.
All right, as long as that went through on your end.
Okay. While I have you on the phone here, actually, I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
I'm Dielza.
All right, nice to meet you. Perfect. Okay, maybe you might be able to help him out with this whole thing here, because I am going to need the technical side of things, so it'll be great. Does he have a Facebook business page? Oh, I just want to make sure if he does or does not.
Let me double check. I don't think he has Facebook. I'm pretty sure we have an Instagram one, but Facebook, I don't think so.
Okay, that's okay. So anytime you guys
Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. I lied. There is one here.
Okay.
It's here. And he changed the number there, but.
Okay.
Yeah, it's his cell phone number.
So what we're going to need is just the URL. I don't want to ask for anything else. The reason for that is because we want to be able to link this up as well, too, so it's more easily found on Google as well, okay? We want to build the traffic as much as possible to you guys. Email, the one I said, hi, this is John, that's my email, my direct number, everything. If you could paste that URL right there and then send it, that'll probably be the quickest way for us.
Copy link?
You got it, yep.
All right, hold on. I'm going to do it right now. Let's hope it actually goes through to you. Hold on, please.
Okay, thank you.
And, all right, it says it's sent, so just double check.
Okay. Well, I came by it real quick. Okay, perfect. So we're going to go over just a few things here, and then that's about it. It literally takes 10 minutes here. Far as his – I want to make sure I go over services that he offers. Obviously, residential and commercial. Roofing, I got roofing installed, roofing repair, siding. Is there anything I might be missing, though?
No.
Gutters. You could do gutters in there, too.
Gutters? Okay, great.
Yeah.
If he ever needs to add more, please, all we ask for is communication. So when he talks to our techs, anytime he needs to change anything up or anything like that, you let them know. That's what they're there for, okay?
Okay.
All right, and then also how far, I have here for his travel distance just to stay in Staten Island and Queens. Is there any other areas that he can come, that he would like to hit?
Brooklyn,
kind of like all of, you do all of New York, but he does like all five boroughs, to be honest.
Okay, all right, perfect. So we'll make sure, put in there. And then I'm giving you guys the works for this pricing. Actually, it's almost like a family discount, to be honest. So make sure you're taking care of it.
I would hope so.
yeah. No, I got you.
Thank you.
No, of course. Okay, so there's two things here that we're going to do. After we make payment for today, there's going to be one little part. It's a text message that he's going to receive on the phone and to sign terms and terms and conditions, things like that. Okay, so that's the only part. I'm probably much going to pretty much – he's going to need your help with that. There you go.
Okay. All right, no problem.
All right. Now, other than that, I'm going to go over a voice verification part for him. Okay. So this part's an added form protection for him. Anytime I ask a question, it's very important he answers as clear as possible. Any questions that you guys have, the both of you, I'm saying to you, please stop me in my tracks, ask away. I'd be happy to answer for you guys. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. So I'm going to get started here. All right. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash as an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
ANS Roofing.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Sam Duca, President.
Awesome. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
All right. And you're obviously authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, sir. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As the increased result of visibility there, you please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So I'm going to stop right there for a minute. So just letting you both know, we're going to set up a security question and answer, so that way I don't care if their name is John from Local Splash. If they're asking for more information, or especially if they're asking for money or anything like that, if they don't know your security question or answer, you hang up right away and you let me know as soon as possible. Okay, guys?
Okay. So wait, all right. Did my dad set that up already or no?
Not yet. I'm going to set that up right after this, okay? Before
okay.
We
even right.
Pay it. Yeah. I like to make sure I take
okay,
care of my guys.
Make sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So wait a minute. I wasn't there for that, but okay.
All right. I got you. All right. So I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. Last question here. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing effort during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, December 8th, in a non-refundable amount of $199. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of every month on the 8th in the amount of $199. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges from your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So now, we're going to set up the security question for you right now. So you have 3 choices.
Okay.
All right. Now, you can make up whatever answer you want to it, but just make sure you remember it, okay?
Okay.
So question number 1 is mother's maiden name. You can choose city you were born in or your first pet's name.
My mother's middle name.
Maiden.
Okay.
Maiden name.
Okay, perfect. And what would that answer be?
Hold on. He's going to write it out for a second.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, UPAL. E-N-I.
E or G?
E.
Oh. E-N-I, you said?
Yeah, E as an elephant, N as a Nicholas, I as an igloo.
Okay, perfect. So I have to type it in again, I don't know why it does this, but it's like in dots, you know what I mean, when it's like a security thing. If you could spell it one more time, and then we're golden from there.
Okay, U as in umbrella, P mm-hmm. as in Peter, A as in apple, L as in lion, E as an elephant, N as a Nicholas, I as an igloo.
Perfect. All right. Thank you so much. Now, just letting you guys know, if anyone calls trying to switch that security question, do not do that. Okay? We're not going to switch that whatsoever.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Gotcha.
All right. And then I'm going to make sure I have everything properly here. Now, the name on the card is that we're using today, does it say Sam Duca or is there like a middle initial?
No, it actually ends in an I. At the end. So Sammy, S-A-M-I.
Okay, perfect. And then what kind of card is it? Is it a Master, Visa, American Express? What do you guys got?
Visa.
Visa it is. I like Visa the most. I don't know. All right. Anyway.
Yeah, I feel like it's better.
Right? Okay. All right. So I get distracted real quick. All right. So I'm ready for the card number when you guys are.
All right. So it's 4563-3100. 2704-9851.
Perfect. And the expiration date?
12/27.
All right. And then the security code as well?
964.
Perfect. Okay, so I'm not going to charge it just yet. I want to make sure I triple check everything. I always want to make sure. Okay. All right, yeah, because you guys are at a discounted rate. This rate stays like this for life unless you guys try to upgrade your program and spread your wings to do more marketing, things like that. Then you would talk to me about
okay.
that, okay? All right, I got you.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment of $199, okay? And it's going to come through.
Okay.
It's going to send a text message and an email with like an invoice. Let me know, or
mm-hmm.
actually I'll let you know once it goes through on my end here first. All right, perfect. It just went through. You should receive a text any minute here. Let me know when you guys got that.
All right. Hold What number did it get texted to?
The number that we, or the business number, the 9888.
Oh, so that's, did you still get text up there? Oh, you do? Oh, okay. All right, hold on. I'm just trying to see.
Okay.
Nothing came yet.
All right.
Gets a little confusing sometimes.
Right. You guys have some stuff going on with that phone, man.
It really, I swear to God, I'm not joking. Like, it's like, at this point now, I'm getting really fucking pissed again because I don't know why it's doing that. This is crazy.
How much was, if you don't mind me asking, Kira, you don't have to answer, but how much was the phone? Because, again, I'm trying to get this phone actually this weekend, so I'm buying two of them.
We're trading in this other one that he had. I don't know what number it was. I feel like it was 12. And then he's paying for this one for, I think it's like 256 gigabytes. I think it's like $11 because we're trading in the old phone.
Oh, okay. So if I trade in my phone, what kind of service do you guys have? Is it like AT&T, Verizon, or something, or what?
AT&T.
I do too.
No,
okay,
AT&T.
Cool. I have AT&T.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You get like, when you go online and you try to do like upgrade my phone, it gives you like the options. If you want to trade in your old phone, do you want to pay monthly, you want to pay it in full, or whatever.
Awesome. Okay. Cool. Thank you so much for the info. Helping each other out here. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I have a question. I still never got the text. So,
no. Okay.
What do I do?
There should be an email. This is going to be sad. There's going to be an email sent out to you guys as well. I want to make sure I'm on the phone with you guys before everything, because I want to make sure you're taken care of.
I got the email. I see the email invoice.
Yes. Click on that one for me, please.
Okay.
And then in there should say somewhere to sign terms. Do you see anything like that?
Hold on. It said click here to... clarify. Okay. Click here to sign. All right, hold on 1 second.
Yeah, it has to be identical to the card on there, so.
Yeah. I just hit submit, and now it came back to use your username and password.
That means you did it right. Perfect. Okay, so we're going to stay there. When he talks to our techs tomorrow, they're going to develop that username and password with you guys. So that way they can walk you through everything, and so that way he can actually track where these people are calling from as well, too. Okay? So,
give
me a heads up. Yes, yes. Now, I'm happy to say, I'm a pleasure meeting you, by the way. Thanks you for all your help. You would have had some trouble with this. All right. Well, welcome to the family over here at Lego Splash, you guys. Please let him know as well that, you know, everything that we spoke about is all included. So if he needs some help, they're open Monday through Fridays to run promotions, help him make changes on the website if he needs to, like things like that. There's no additional cost. I don't want him to feel afraid like, they're probably going to charge me more. We're not like that, okay? We make sure to take care of him, okay?
Okay. I have a question. Is there like a specific extension for you, or is it like any number? Every time he calls the number, it's like a different person.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So on that email that I sent you when I said, hi, this is John, on the very bottom, that's my email, by the way. And then at the bottom, that's my direct line in my extension. If for any reason he needs to even text me, I mean, I'm here Monday through Friday. So if he needs to call me, text me, email me, that's my information right there.
Oh, that's perfect. I'm trying to save everything right now. So I'm trying to what is that called? Do you know when you favorite it or whatever?
Yeah.
Flag it. That's what I meant.
Flag it. Yeah, yeah. I do the same exact thing.
So you're down and not available. So weird. Look, Bob, something's wrong with your phone. All right. So I think that's it. Are you guys going to be... When it comes to the $199 a month, are you guys going to do the automatic payment, or is the bill coming to the house?
No, it's automatic payment. So every time on the 8th of every month, it'll be come out $199.
Yeah.
There's not going to be a dollar more.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly. Yes, I see that.
All right, perfect. Now, later down the road, if he wants to do more ads, like Facebook ads or Google ads or anything like that, let me know. You can, again, contact me. I'll go make sure to get you guys the family discount on there, okay? So that way you guys get the lowest pricing for those things as well. But first things first, let's get them up there and get some traction going for you guys, all right?
Yeah, definitely. If it's, like, working out well, then there's definitely going to be, like, a chance, like, during the springtime, we'll probably do, like, ads on Google and all that other stuff.
Exactly.
You know.
Yep, I hear
that.
That
would definitely work.
All right. Hey, well, hey, guys, thank you so much for your time over here. And, again, thank you for the insight on the phones and stuff, because I'm definitely looking into this. So I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, I mean, again, my mom's phone works perfectly fine, so maybe my dad just got a bad one, because right now as we're on the phone, it says tell your dad I'm not available. So I think I have to call AT&T.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you better call them. They're going to have you do, like, a hard reset probably. I watch. I guarantee it.
That's what I'm thinking. I swear, I'm literally taking a picture as you speak because I'm like, I need to call them and explain this because that's weird. All right, John.
All right, you guys, you take care. Happy holidays. If I don't talk to you tomorrow, you guys be safe, and I'll talk to you soon, all right?
All right, thank you so much, John.
Thank you,
all right, guys. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, thank you.